Welcome back, everyone, to another Halacha Shabbos here. Today we'll discuss the halachas of eating Erev Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Mem Tes Sif Beis starts off also lekabaya be'erev Shabbos suda u'mishta she'eni ragav me'achayil. And bekitzer lahalacha, what comes out of this halacha is that you're allowed to eat a suda the entire day, even a regular suda. And it means meikar adin the entire day you eat regular suda. Makom akayim. From 9.5 hours v'lamayla, teisa shayis v'lamayla, which is usually around 5:30 in the day, there's a mitzvah to not eat a regular suda that you would eat in the weekday. You should not eat a regular suda. And the Mishmaru speaks out that in the winter, where it's a short Friday, you should even stop eating earlier than 9.5 hours if you see you're not going to be hungry at night. And the Gemara actually says in Masechtas Gittin Daf Lama Chesam Abayis, there was a certain mishpacha in Yerushalayim that they lost the whole mishpacha because they used to eat big sudas on Erev Shabbos. The Mechaber says the reason why you shouldn't eat a big suda Erev Shabbos is in order to eat the suda Shabbos l'tiyavon, you should have an appetite to eat the Friday night suda. The Prima Golem is a little different. He says it's a zilzal on Shabbos, a zilzal covered Shabbos that you equate Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. You have a big suda Erev Shabbos, you're equating Erev Shabbos to the Shabbos suda. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds on and says this lashon, V'royu l'chol yorei elikim, only a small breakfast you should eat. That's what a Yerei Shvayim should do. So therefore, that's Pashut. Even though we said before, at other Shirum is a mitzvah, Tayameh, to taste all the foods. But a person shouldn't eat so much that it loses the appetite for Friday night Suda. And that's all for a regular Suda. But to make a suda that's bigger than a regular suda, bigger than a regular weekday supper, or bigger than a regular weekday lunch, make a bigger suda, for example, like a simcha suda, that is aser medina on the whole entire Erev Shabbos. The only exception is if it's a suda's mitzvah, like a bris milah or a pidyon haben, which this man is at this time, then you're allowed to make a suda. But if not, you cannot make a big suda. For example, a siyum is a big shayav, you're allowed to make a siyum on Erev Shabbos, if you're making a suda bigger than a regular suda, because that's also medina to make a suda that's bigger than a usual weekday suda. And in Sif Gimel actually brings down the Derech Anshi Maisa that used to fast every Erev Shabbos. But the Mishpura brings down, he says, the Bach and Mag of Ram said that they will all mask him, you should not fast Erev Shabbos, so you shouldn't go into Shabbos, come into Shabbos starving, hungry, and you're Ma'ona, you're in pain. It's not covered to come into Shabbos while you're in pain, unless, he says, Mishpura, if you're an Istinist, if you eat anything on Erev Shabbos, you're not going to have appetite, then Taki, you should fast. But a regular person won't have that problem. So therefore, the halach is, you could eat a little, but don't overeat. There's a big suda is Medina Asr, and a regular suda after 9.5 hours, you should not eat. And before 9.5 hours, it depends. You should be careful not to eat too much in order to eat the Friday night suda, B'tayavayin.